Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday set, where we are back in our happy place for another feast of racing on Saturday King Zone. Is Thursday morning becoming your favourite morning of the week because you get to brush everything else except for your trusty form on your computer and all those wonderful places?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm loving it. From 7 till 10, I sit down and lock the door and just punch out 3 hours of form. It's great.
It shows you come in well prepared, so that's excellent.
Well, it's the first time I've done it. Yeah. Normally the computer just does all the work for me, so I'm actually using my brain, which is...
Dig a bit deeper.
Yeah, in a different way.
Fantastic. Fizzer, how are you,
morning.
Mate?
How are you, boys?
Where does Thursday morning sit on the ranking of the mornings of the week for you?
Slightly stressful and, quite a busy morning. Then I've got to get in and set up to bet, so, quite busy.
I understand. Welcome to the Saturday set, and we're going to start with our feature races as usual. And we're going to start with Flemington, the Andrew Ramsden Day at Flemington. And the Andrew Ramsden is on, and of course we all know... It's a 2,800-metre race, and if you win it, you are into the cup. And you are in. You said in pre-production you're excited to look deep into this race, so we've got the AI screen up there to help us with that.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? So we've got the map up top there. The map is obviously super impressive over in Adelaide last start. Also got Acceleration in the race, who won the Adelaide Cup. A lot of other horses in there. Lionel is in import. Kieran Maher import. Kieran Maher is obviously going to have a strong hand in the Melbourne Cup this year and also this race as well. Where do we start, King Zone?
Well, let's start at the top with the map, which has got a bullet rating of 94. What a reward, though, to be in a Melbourne Cup. The dream is alive for the winner of this race.
Yeah, it's sort of a cup within the cup. Like all these, their grand final is just getting into the cup. And then they'll,
absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's start with the map. I am intrigued by this runner. For first, it's got the best figures in the race, time figures, probably the best horse in the race. Beat very little last start over in South Australia, where it was Dano's best of the day and duly saluted. Has travelled out of South Australia three times. Two failures. One victory, which was at Flemington over 2,800. That day was an extremely fast pace. So the map has had 27 starts. Of those 27 starts, 10 of those have been in an early pace of average or less than average. Of those 10 starts, there's been one win, which was the map's first victory over 1,400 at Balaclava. The other was a second, and eight times out of those 10, off an average or below average early pace, the map has missed a place. So I think in the Andrew Ramsden that the early tempo will be average to below average. There's only three horses in this race that go forward. The map's drawn barrier one. So is that a blessing or a curse? So the map could, I'd be probably punching more forward than what I normally would. I couldn't possibly take 290 the map. So that's my concern with the map, is the map. What do you think of the map, Fitz?
The map comes out top pick on my form off its ratings. Quite impressive last start in Adelaide, but like you said, maybe the opposition wasn't top-notch, although I don't think this opposition is top-notch either. But there's a couple of younger horses in this race coming through as well, a little bit maybe untapped with their form. So, look, the map top pick on mine, but I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay.
So having said that, I'm keen to bet around the map at the current price. So let me talk about the three bets that I'm going to have in the race. Number one, Captain Envious, which is going to 2,800 metres for the first time, purely just an overlay. I think you'll get 30 to 1. I don't think there'll be a lot of money for Captain Envious, but I'm definitely going to have something on. Number three, Acceleration, which beat the map last time in the Adelaide Cup with a beautiful ride from Coffee Up the Fence, one of the best rides you've ever seen. Looks great value at around the $10 mark. So Fitz, Acceleration's $10, the map's $290. Why is that?
I could only see, I think $10 is overs for Acceleration. Maybe the fact that it was 3,200 metres last time, it beat it and now it's back to 2,800. And Acceleration hasn't had a run in between yet. The map is coming off a win in Adelaide. So maybe those two things combine, and maybe the map's win over 2,800 at Flemington also brings it into calculations more.
Fair call. My main bet in the race is number six, Mostly Cloudy. Ran a great race in the Sydney Cup over 3,200. Ready to peak. Will run out, obviously, a strong 2,800. These horses are going up in weight a lot. They're carrying 56, 57, 58 and a half. So I think the winner will be able to run out that strong 2800. The map is very interesting again for mostly cloudy. Luke Curry's riding. Barrier 3, the horse in barrier 2 goes forward. I would be sitting outside the map. I think the map will probably sit 6th, 7th, and I would sit wherever the map goes, I'd sit right outside it, keep it in a pocket. I think mostly cloudy's got a better last sectional than what the map can produce. And everywhere the map goes, I'll be outside. And mostly cloudy is an official Saturday set tip.
Exciting. All right, let's keep the momentum up. We're going to move to Flemington Race 7, the Hilton Nicholas Straight 6. It's part of the Santa Ana Lane Sprint Series, which is part of the VRC Winter Series. We've got finals day on July the 6th, the Fairway Way, but it's a long process towards that day. And in this race, the first two in this race get automatic entry into finals day in the Santa Ana Lane Sprint Series. What did you make of this race? We've got Step Hardy, Caulfield Guineas Place Getter, 19 horses. It's a big field.
It's 19 horses. It's down the straight. It's a great sight, but from a betting perspective, it is often a complete lottery, these races. I'm going with number 16, Who Dares, which was enormous first up, drawn out in 19. Will get in the sweet spot, which I like down the straight, which is he's not hard in those inside barriers, but drawn out wide with cover. And come out and can slingshot down the straight. So, but it's a really, really hard race. Small bet for me on Who Dares.
High quality field, isn't it?
Very good field.
Yeah,
yeah, very good.
Fizz?
Yeah, I just wrote impossible. Like, I just tried to dive into it this morning, and I looked at like seven or eight runners and everything. Stepardi's obviously going to be hard to beat. Tried quite nicely. I had Waltz on by off my ratings top pick. Didn't really want to be on it. Mm-hmm. Who Dares was my next pick. King's on it, but I'm not sure it loves the straight. So again, yeah, King's. It's like, for me, it's a very much a lottery as well.
All right, very good. We're going to move up to Brisbane, the Doomben 10,000 day. And we're going to start with the Ladbrokes Doomben 10,000. We've got it up on the screen here to help us unpack. And as you can see, it says AI is free this Saturday. So if you're a member, bronze member or better, you get access to all AI meetings across this great punting nation of ours on Saturday. It's a great deal. People are really enjoying that. We're going to keep doing that every Saturday. So it pays to be a Wolf Den member. King Zone, let's talk about this race. We've got very, very good horses in this race. We can see that we've got I Wish I Win up top, arguably one of the best horses in the country. Espiona, Bella Nipotina, Private Eye. You've got Chain of Lightning in the race as well, which won the TJ Smith Stakes. Wowee, what a race. What are we thinking?
Well, as you can see, I'm falling into Espiona again with a 105 bullet rating. I Wish I Win 74, and then it falls away back to Bella after that. Just on AI, I'll get the figures together and we'll go through the how AI has been performing as well, because we haven't done that for a while.
Let's do that next week.
Next week. Yep. I Wish I Win, let's start at the top. Bullet rating 74. You can see there, consider laying. Mm-hmm. Why is I Wish I Win a consider laying? Well, barrier one is a massive negative for me in this race. Over 1,200 metres, where you've got a horse that is going to go forward, the Wagga horse. What's it called? Bob? Bob?
Yeah, Bobbity Bob.
Bobbity Bob.
Billy Bob or something.
Yeah, that's him. He's going to go forward. So let's picture this race where Bob goes forward. I Wish I Win's going to be three back on the fence. And you've got your 100-to-1 shot falling back on I Wish I Win. He's going to have to be a good ride by J-Mac, but that is the positive that you have got J-Mac on. Also, so where's the form race for I Wish I Win? Hadn't raced for a while, then came back. Ran third against three other horses in this race, Bella Nipotina, Espiona, and the winner, Chain of Lightning. Fitzwise, I Wish I Win $2, and those other horses are $6 plus when they beat, and Espiona should have arguably won that race. So why is I Wish I Win $2 and the other horses are $6 or $7?
I Wish I Win, I guess maybe because it's had a run under its belt this time in, more than anything else. People can see that. I think form and long-term form seems to come into the bookies' prices with what they put up.
Yeah,
and I Wish I Win's got J-Mac on it. I guess that not gives you a couple of points less in the price. I don't know. The differential for me is a little bit too much between it and Bella Nipotina, to be honest. Bella Nipotina ran a massive race in Perth.
Yeah.
Sat wide and held on and just got beat in, I think it was the Winterbottom or one of those big group races recently. The Quokka, there you go. Yes. I Wish I Win. I think we're just paying a bit of J-Mac tax and a bit of Spruik tax.
Seems pretty short price at $2 to me. So the other race that Espiona and Chain of Lightning have been in, where I tipped Espiona when I was up on the beautiful Hamilton Island, and it was absolutely pissing down rain, yeah, heavy
that,
10.
And they called the races off, basically.
It was the all aged. Yeah. I'd pen that race completely. Yeah. I'd pen the whole day for that, so yeah. I'm not even worried about that. Yeah. I thought Chain of Lightning was pretty good odds at $10.
Yes.
In the race. My main bet is Espiona. It's not an official Saturday set tip. Espiona's let me down a few times, but Espiona will get back wide and be charging down the middle. And the reason I keep finding Espiona is the sectionals. The sectionals for Espiona, when she's on, she can beat anyone on her day, including I Wish I Win. So it looks a race with a bit of value. I will also say if it gets to a heavy 10, so I'm thinking the track's going to be probably a soft 7. But if it did pour down with rain, I think Bella Nipotina and also Marzu, I would be definitely having something on them. What worried me a bit with Bella Nipotina was that she's gone over to WA. Now she's going up to Brizzy. So there's a lot of travel.
Yeah,
there's a lot of travel. I don't like horses that travel around that much like that. It's just the edge can come off and she's not getting any younger like us all.
All right, we're going to keep moving. And the quality of that race and the quality of this next race bodes well for the Brisbane Winter Carnival. Obviously, that's a really, really strong race and all these horses will be racing throughout the carnival. And we're going to move to the Rough Habit Plate, which is a three-year-old race, 2,000 metres. It's a traditional path to the Derby. And the interesting runner in this is the Australian Oaks winner, Autumn Angel. So she's favourite amongst the boys and she's favourite for the Derby as well.
Yeah.
How are we looking at her?
Well, she's drawn 14, which I thought was a little bit of a negative. I mean, she's the best horse in the race, but she's drawn 14. She's coming from the 2400 Oaks. Was that a grand final? I think she's had 5 weeks off. Mm. That'd be about right. Now she's going to Doomben over 2,000 metres. Just seems too short. Great chance seems too short. I thought Kintyre, who's in career best form and won us last two, I thought looked the value, but it's not a race I really want to get too heavily involved in. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, Autumn Angel comes out top on mine, but that's standard for these horses coming out of good group racing in Sydney and then going up to Brisbane. Like Kings, I thought the wide draw for this horse and 2,400 back to 2,000 is very concerning. I thought maybe at the price, it's not a race I'll get heavily involved in, but I had Kintyre second pick, ran really well over 1,600, won there a couple of weeks ago, and draws the perfect gate again to get a great run. Tannhauser was my next pick, but again, there's no value. I think I've found the first three in the market. Not really a great betting race. $5, probably a little bit skinny for Tannhauser for a horse that's won one from 10, but could be wrong.
Very good. All right, we're going to keep moving. There's a great meeting at Scone. We've got the two-day Scone Carnival starts tomorrow. On Saturday, I've picked out one race, Scone Race 7, the Hortensia Stakes. It's an 1,100-metre race, a quality that's open to all. What did you make of that race, Kingzone?
Well, there's a heap of pace on paper here. Insurrection goes forward, With Your Blessing goes forward, Penthouse and Barassi. So there's a lot of pace, as you'd expect, in a big field over 1,100 metres at Scone. But that Scone track, it's just so big and wide, and you can really find horses that, if they can get cover, can come down the middle. And one of those horses I'm hoping is Opal Ridge in this race, which is first up. Two from two at Scone and three from four first up. Two good trials. 1,100 may be a bit too short, but I'm thinking with the pace on that every chance Opal Ridge will come home all over the top of them. $5 at the moment, I'm definitely not rushing into. It's a sit and wait and be very patient job and back best of your tote and SP. What do you say, Fitz?
Yeah, big field, like you said, a lot of speed. I found the 15 Iona Merc. It's first up off a couple of trial wins as well. It's drawn pretty wide, so I wouldn't mind seeing the races earlier before I bet. Mm-hmm. Make sure they can make up some ground down the outside, which is, yeah, like you said, a big track at Scone, and they often can. But it can be leaderish too, Scone. So I then go to Hard to Say, number 5, and Insurrection was my third pick. I thought there was a roughie, if you wanted to throw one in, number 11, Quick Tempo. It's about 30-1, but... Iona Merc, I'm going to have something on.
Hey, I'm staying with you, mate. Your official Saturday set, please.
Righto, I've got four tips this weekend. We'll start in Belmont, race 4, number 4, a horse called Two Darty. It's 2 from 2 at Belmont, 1,000 metres. I think first up after a great trial will be very, very hard to beat. Go to Morphettville, I've got 3 bets there. We'll go to race 4, number 9. It's called Kinetic Jewel. I think I tipped it last week. Saturday set got scratched. I'm not jumping off. I think it's good enough to win this. It should get the perfect sit 1-1. I think she'll ride it really well, Kay the Crowther, and give us a good run for our money. Go to race 6, number 4, a horse called Exalted Dame. Penn last start, if you have a look, it got held up in the run. Its ratings are good enough, and I thought the favourite was short enough, and I think this horse should be closer to favourite than not. And then I'm going to race 7, number 9, a horse at the first up again called Clabel. Got a lot of time for this one. It's got very good stats, 9 starts with 3 wins and I think another 4 placings. Trialled very well, and I think it needs a little bit of luck from a sticky gate, but Jake Toroke's riding, and I think he'll give us a good go.
Very good. That's my set. Just quickly, so during the week, news broke about Bustling. You're a Bustling fan.
Yeah, good horse.
So, yeah, Max Whitby, Neil Werrett bought it, $2 million. It's going to Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr.
Yep.
They've put in the Everest already.
That's good.
They bought it for $2 million.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Over ambitious thinking it can win an Everest, or do you think it can?
I don't know. Potential, like it really, it beat everything it had to beat over there. It's got to then step up and race against the, I think it's only beating its own age group over there.
Mm.
You don't know how these horses will come back from a spell. Sometimes these young horses just go bang where they're really, really good, and then they don't seem to come back as older horses. So I don't know. Yeah, goodbye maybe for $2 million. Could be a cracker if they win the Everest with it.
Yeah, because Giga Kick, it won it as a 3-year-old, and it was no one had really heard of it until it sort of started doing okay in the spring, and then suddenly it wins an Everest
on at potential, 20-1. So fantastic.
They might be sort of following chance. That path a little bit. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well,
there's not much in the sprinting ranks. Like no one's really. No. Mm. We lost a few good sprinters of late. So, yeah, they've picked up the one real big up-and-comer, I reckon.
Smashing the clock over there.
Yeah.
Let's get your official Saturday set.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. So, Mostly Cloudy was my first tip. Then we go Doomben, race 3, number 13, Abounding, which is double-figure odds, which I can't believe. Great first-up run in a smallish but a hot field in a couple of weeks ago. After sitting wide, that was over 1,000. This is $13.50. Ooh, $12, I think, $11. Geez, it's good odds. We're going to Flemington Race 10, number 1. She's All Shenanigans. This is a straight race again, 1,100. Flemington, 1,100. Obviously down the straight, which I just said. She's All Shenanigans' best figures are down the straight. 3 runs down the straight from memory. And nearly the three best figures and is ready to peak. Drawn a little bit off the track, 2 from memory. So I think you're about $5 at the moment. I'm not desperate to charge into that, but definitely going to be on. Then we got one at really good value, Scone, race 5, number 16, Demania, who hadn't raced for a while, and Chris Waller horse. First up, great run, had no luck. Will be a lot fitter. I think Scone will really suit as well. It's around the $18 mark at the moment, which looks enormous value to me. So those are my 4.
You keep offering great value to the punters?
Well, it's not great value unless they win. And last week I didn't tip a winner. They're all great value.
They're all pretty good prices.
You don't knock off too much. So I only got to get one.
2 every couple of weeks. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's it. No favourites. I like favourites, but I also like roughies and I also like betting and also like back and winners. So let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this autumn carnival with the Ladbrokes app. Loaded with the best racing features including bet ticker so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroker during the autumn. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. Let's do it. It's time for the A set. So I will start with Dream Team. Scone Race 6, number 13, Martini Mama, going for 4 in a row and looks adaptable on both wet and dry. Figures are just as good as race favourite Spring Lee, so happy to side her way at the price. Dan O. Doomben Race 2, number 9, Weagle Tiger. He comes off a good effort first up when he wasn't all that well suited. Held up for momentum at a key stage in a race where the leaders ran home quickly. That rating is hard to beat in this race, and he has scope to improve to pass figures that are even stronger. And to round it out, Chris Camilleri. Scone Race 3, number 1, Torque. Dominant fresh win over 1,100 metres for the Waterhouse and Bot Train 2-rod last start. Would have taken considerable improvement off that performance and has a superior early speed in the race to find the front. Thank you very much, A-Team. Hopefully they have a good week. It's been a bit...
Yeah.
Dream Team had a winner last week for them.
He did. Yeah, I bet up on Weagle Tiger. I think it was a Saturday set tip last start as well. And I do agree with Dan there. Will be very hard to beat on Saturday.
Fantastic. All right, it's time for RI Staking Plan. Up on the screen there. Just hanging in there. Didn't have a great week last week, but I was on your Shock 'em over. That helped my staking plan a lot. So there it is up on the screen. Participate if you want. All right, time for the quaddy. There it is up there. Once again, we didn't get it last week. Not good enough, Kingzone.
No, it's, yeah. No, I'm not going to say anything. It just wasn't good enough.
No, that's right.
You don't get it. It's not good enough.
That's here it is this week. Play along with us if you wish. We are going to hit it and hit it big very, very soon. And now it's accountability time. There it is up on the screen, Kingzone. Let's have a look.
Well, there's a great new feature, thanks to Gordon Ross, in this accountability, and that's percentage on turnover. And Gordon was 100% right. So what am I winning? 12%. The Fizz is winning 25%. RI's winning 16%. And the A-team's losing 3%. So I will say one thing. If you're winning 10% as a punter, you're doing enormously well.
Yeah.
Most pro punters will be working off 3%, 4%, 5%. Type margins, and even smaller in some cases with rebates. So, yeah, if you're 10 plus, you're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Boys, it's a small sample size there, but if I got 12 by the end of the year, I'd be pretty happy. And look at the Fizzer going. How does it feel to be on 25%
and leading the
hot?
Way?
It's better than when I was
last. You were trailing the field by a long way.
I was trailing after a couple of
weeks. Well, it just shows how it turns as well. Like,
yeah, it's quick.
A lot of people wanted to thumbs down you, and now they're thumbs upping you, and good on you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Right, we're getting close to the end. We made a vlog about I'm Invincible from Yarram and Park. A lot of fun. Will Johnson from Will Johnson Bloodstock. He's a star. It's on our YouTube channel. Go and have a look at it. Uncle Mal and I pulled it together. We love doing it. It's a great vlog. Go and look at that. Dogs in the Den. Jason Campbell talking about blokes who are doing really well.
Yeah, well, he's winning 20% pot as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's off SP as well.
Yeah, well.
You guys get to pick, you know, the prices that you want. So he's doing really well. So go and watch our Dogs in the Den show. He's got some tips for tonight, so if you go and look at Dogs and Then, you'll get the tips for that. Merch, go buy a hat, $20, a whole lot of other merch there. I think that's about it, mate. I think we're ready to wrap up and
sensational.
Go and do what we do. All right, thank you very much for the support. We'll see you in the den on Saturday. You.